Hello, and welcome to One World Pod, brought to you by the group One World Many Paths, and broadcast from the virtual world of Second Life.
Imagine yourself as a great big tree, your energy reaching out to the sky and deep into the earth, your branches reaching way up towards the cosmic suns, your roots reaching way down into the earth. Stretch yourself out. Feel how good that feels to stretch your energy out like that. And breathe. Get some oxygen in us, that's important. Breathe in deeply and realize as you're breathing, you're taking in energy. And as you breathe out what you don't need. I would say breathe out the cares of the day, any stresses you have. Let it go as you breathe out. As you breathe in, you literally are taking in energy, you're taking in oxygen. And I usually breathe it in through the nose and out through the mouth. Once again, we get our roots in the earth and our branches up in the sky. Putting out our energy tendrils. Up into the sky, down into the earth. Feeling that connection. And then, as you feel yourself start to calm down, your body will feel better and will start to feel lighter. Energetic as you consciously take in that oxygen and consciously release what you need to release. You will actually feel a difference in your energy. Now, we'll start with the energy coming up from the earth. Up through our roots, up through our trunk, out our branches, heading for the cosmic suns out there and the great central sun, and then the answering energy returning down through our branches, through our trunk, down through our roots and into the earth. And those of you who have done this with us many times, you really don't need a whole lot of instruction on this, so I'm just going to let you do that. And when you feel that connection, and you may hear a sound, and especially I have lately been hearing tones and frequencies a lot, and if you do, this is okay. It seems to be part of what's going on right now. So it's not tinnitus, it's actually a message. Don't worry about it, just accept it, and you might find it expanding into something else. Okay. Now, let's start with seeing this beautiful tiny spot of blue-white light behind your third eye area. which is just between your eyebrows. This tiny spot of beautiful blue-white light grows until it fills your entire body. Gradually, the light fills your entire body, all the way down to your toes, all the way out to your fingertips. See it doing that now. And as it fills your body up with this beautiful white light, put your hands together in a sort of a praying position, but separate the fingers slightly and leave space between the palms so that you have basically a little structure but with space between your palms, because in your palms are chakra openings, and we are going to build an energy ball in this space of blue-white light. Let it expand and grow, and see it in your mind, and feel it. You might feel some sensations in your hands when you do this. That's completely normal if you do. It's actually a good thing. If you also hear different frequencies while you do this, that is also a good thing. And then, when it gets very bright, pulls into, you can even separate your fingertips a little bit and feel what happens when you pull your hands apart a little bit. You can feel that energy between those two hands, can't you? Make it bigger. Pull your hands apart a little more and it gets bigger. We're learning how to build these energy balls, okay? A little bigger. There you go. Nice and bright. When it gets nice and bright, you feel it's about the right size. You slide it into your heart chakra. And then put one palm over the other, and in my experience, it doesn't seem to matter that much which one over which one, but I usually end up with my left over my right. Just so your palms are aimed at that heart chakra, just sort of giving it some stability in there, feeding it in there. I can hear the tone change when I do this. And then, move up to your throat.
Deep standard Reiki position, self Reiki. Put a hand on either side of your throat, and your arms will cross when you do this. That's okay. And between your two palms, build another blue-white ball of light. Like you did, and move it
into your throat chakra. Do the same thing you did with your heart. Connect the lights into a column. Expand the column so that it covers your entire body. Wow, I just heard the energy way up when you did that. It's changed. It's very good. Okay, now stand it out a little farther to arm's length around you in all directions. And if you wish, you can extend it even farther out than that, but for now, keep it here. You can make it the size of a room if you need to do so. Or bigger. You can make it the size of the earth. And we may at some point do that. In fact, that looks to be a further down the line meditation. No, they're saying it's not a further down the line meditation. It's going to happen. You have people from various parts of the earth. You might as well do it. Okay, this is fine. What we do is we see this expanding. The lights that are between us, our columns of light, we see them expanding out to touch the columns of light of everybody in this group. And in this way, we are actually encompassing the earth. We are in many different points of the earth. And as we see that connect, see that expand to encompass the earth. Now expand it out a little ways to encompass all of the airspace around the earth. Whoa! That's interesting. Okay. I don't know about anybody else, but I feel a little hairs standing up right now. So, thank you for that. They seem to be adding things every time, so, and now I'm going to call what I usually call, I'll call the Reiki energy, which is usually warm, and feels like love, and feels like sunshine, actually, kind of. On a pleasant day. And it feels like love because that's what it is. Reiki is actually the divine love for us. And let that weave itself into your energy. And then as you start to look at yourself, see yourself as this beautiful pattern of energy, this beautiful interwoven tapestry, many colors. Very beautiful. And let these energies weave themselves into that tapestry that is you. This is your actual state of being. There is nothing solid. We are only patterns of energy. And now the grace energy coming through, which is going to feel a little cooler and more bubbly usually. And really equates to ease or joy. And if you feel a giggle coming on, that's a good thing too, that's okay. Sometimes it does make you laugh. As a matter of fact, sometimes people will just burst out laughing for no particular reason when we're dealing with the grace energy. And now, this is something new that I'm doing that I haven't done before. If you take your hands, now that we've activated those palm chakras, if you take your hands and move them clockwise to spin that wheel, and I'm kind of passing one over the other as I'm doing this, I'm sort of spinning that chakra wheel in my heart. I'm describing this, as you know, I'm mostly a translator for what is happening. Okay, I hope I'm describing this good enough. Okay. Once you get that spinning really good, that's what we need. Get that to spin really good. Okay. And you can actually use the palms of your hand. You can kind of use them like magnets. to pull energy up or down or to whatever area it's needed. Once they get activated, you can use the palms of your hands like that. And in Falun Dafa, they do that. They do a lot of that too. And one day, I don't know, I may be incorporating Falun Dafa in this too. Who knows? It'll be interesting to find out what happens. Okay. And now. I'm going to call the guides, your guides, your personal guides, to be here. And if you have a question to ask, you have a need, now's the time to think of it and to ask. I'm going to give you a little time. Time, it looks like we're about to receive the blessing, as I call it, because here is the mother and the father showing up to me. She says what she always says. She says, I love you, I always have loved you, and I always will love you. There is nothing you can ever do to make me love you any more or any less. My love is eternal. She comes and stands behind you, on your right. And then he says the same thing. He says, same thing, and he ends it just like her with, my love for you is eternal and unconditional, and stands behind you on your left side. We're here for you, always, we'll never leave you. We When you feel alone, you will never be truly alone. Remember that we're here for you. When you need something, ask. These beings are a part of all of us. They dwell within, actually. They're not beings coming from outside. There is no real outside. Everything is really within you. So right now, focus your attention inward for a moment. Focus your attention inward on just the space between your ears. And when you do, listen to what's going on there. And look at what happens when you do that. Everything that exists is just your interpretation of energy signals that you're picking up. Things feel solid and seem solid because that's the signal you're picking up. In reality, it's just a bunch of signals coming into you. That's how things can change so rapidly. That's how things can change in an eye blink. It's not really the outside world that's changing. Once again, we change ourselves. And in changing ourselves, we change the world. Because we change our perception of it. And with a perceptual shift comes a very real shift. So that was actually quite true. Pitch go up, and I'm hearing it spread out a little bit, so I'm gonna let it go for a little bit. Until I hear it level off. Starting to level off now. Okay. Now, you are at a higher state of being than you were a few minutes ago, and I congratulate you and applaud your efforts at making yourself better, and therefore you have made the world better. As you radiate this into the energy of everything around you that is really within you, you will find yourself improving. You will find your surroundings improving. What appear to be your surroundings. You will find situations improving. And if something comes up that's troubling, just remember, some things may have to be deleted in order for other things to take their place. There might be that seem to wither and die away. There'll be parts that you don't need anymore. Don't let it alarm you. Something new and much better will grow, will be growing during that time. And the biggest thing is not to fear. Never fear, because you'll always be watched over. Keep that in your heart. You're not going unnoticed. None of your efforts are going unnoticed. And you are your own worst and best judge. Therefore, try not to judge yourself too harshly. If you fail to achieve something the first time, try again. Love yourself. Then you'll find it easier to love others as well. Respect yourself, and you'll find it easier to respect others. You can't give what you don't have within you. There are going to be a lot of changes. Don't let them concern you too much. When you get messages to do this or that, to take care of yourself, act upon them. You will receive warnings. You will receive messages. Nature is talking to you all the time, even those of you who live inside human dwellings. Nature still speaks to you. For those dwellings are still built on the earth. You still breathe the air, and you are still in her field. In her field of life force. That's what was coming into my mind, and now I ask you to please gently bring your attention back to what would seem to be ordinary reality, as we call it, and what would seem to be second life, and make sure before you try to do anything like drive a car or anything where you might be a little spatially challenged, you might feel a little light for a while. And that's good. That's okay. This beautiful glow that you have now, if you notice in any way that it starts to diminish, it isn't really gone, but if you want to renew it, you can just redo this process. You can redo this exercise with the blue light as many times as you need during the day. And anytime you feel like you need a little bit of extra reassurance. But I do have to say that I have had people tell me this before and then try to drive after when I thought I was grounded and I wasn't, and it's have ended up in some strange situations because of that. So I would say, if you're going to do anything like that, You want to make sure you're grounded before you try to do that, because from this state of being, you have a tendency sometimes to interact differently. I mean, some of us, literally, I have walked into walls thinking I could walk through them, because I, in my meditation, I was walking right through them. So, once you come back to this form of reality here, this physical form of reality, so-called reality, then you got to think, you know, about that sort of thing again. So, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be your facilitator.
Thanks for listening. I hope to see you in world and enjoy our website at dragonintuitive.com.
I'm going to do this meditation. Honestly, I will. I'm ready. Are you ready? Everybody ready? Please get yourself a comfortable position. Put any tray tables in an upward position. Extinguish all smoking materials. And, and do not attempt to walk around during the flight.